I was putting things together and putting the message together and got to thinking about something. And it was a radio broadcast. I can't remember how long ago or how many years ago it was, but it was a radio broadcast that was going on that was aired. And in this radio station, it asked the people to call in and nominate their worst Christmas song. Not the best. The worst Christmas song. Well, the nominations started coming in, and here, which included the Chipmunk Christmas Carol. Okay? Some of you agree, and some of you say, I really like that. Okay? The next one that came in was, I Saw Santa Kissing Mommy. That was one of the worst. I don't know about that. I totally agree with that one. But here's a good one for you. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. That could be a worst on my category. I know all of you out there probably have got your scenarios when you're sitting there listening to the radio. You know, if you still, in today's society, even listen to the radio, you can listen to all the Christmas music that goes out there and come up with your worst pick. I know there's a lot of best picks, but there are some out there that are really off the wall for Christmas. So, but I got to thinking about that, and while I was listening to this, it got me thinking about Christmas. Christmas. Christmas songs and the Christmas spirit. Turn with me to Luke 1. Luke 1. And it should come up on the screen. Verse 46. Starting at verse 46. I didn't mark it this time. Starting at verse 46. And you know what? Let's stand. Can we stand to read this? Now, I normally would have you guys read our little insert, but we won't do that this morning. But let's just read this. If you don't, I think it's coming up, and it's under the New King James, so we can read it together. If you don't mind, read it from whatever version you might have. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever, forever. Heavenly Father, I pray this morning, bless this time. Help us realize the Christmas spirit, what it really should be and what it really shouldn't be. God, anoint this message in your holy name, I pray. And everyone said, amen. You may be seated. This morning I want to take you to understand and help you to understand. If you already don't understand, I want you to understand. She likes, no, that's why I set that seat back there. I'm too loud for her. The Christmas spirit, the true Christmas Spirit. And I'm going to dissect these verses for you, verse by verse, if you don't mind. And we're going to go through different areas of what the real Christmas spirit's all about. Number one, a real Christmas spirit glorifies God. A real Christmas spirit glorifies God. Verse 46 and 47, it says, "And Mary said, my soul magnifies and extols the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." So if we take a dissect of that a little bit, we understand, how can we glorify God in Christmas? With everything else in society and all the stuff going on in society, how can we glorify God in Christmas? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Let me give you the answer. By keeping Christmas, Christmas. By keeping Christ in Christmas. Whenever Christmas is called something other than Christmas, it is no longer fine, and it no longer glorifies the Lord. Okay? Example, Xmas. I hate that. Okay? Or season's holidays. They have taken Christ out of the picture altogether. Any other ones? Someone else, help me out. Huh? Yuletide, another good one that takes Christ out of the picture. Anyone else? Can you? What? Happy holidays. Taking Christ. Anytime we take Christ out of the picture, we have taken Christmas out of the picture. Now, don't get me wrong. The Bible doesn't depict or gives you a scenario of when Christmas takes place. We traditionally celebrate it this time of the year. If you really take a look at Christmas in the Bible times, it probably wasn't in December. But it is something that if we have to celebrate it, then celebrate it the right way. Put Christ in it instead of all the other things that are going on. That's the very first thing we have to understand when we understand getting the real Christmas spirit. Christmas spirit. We have to celebrate Christ. Whatever time it took place, it doesn't really make a difference. We're celebrating his birth. We're honoring him. It's his birthday. That's the time we're celebrating it. We've got to put that in perspective. If we put that in perspective, everything else will flow. Christmas. Notice that Mary, in her first explanation, this is considered a song of Mary, these scriptures. It's her song to God. And let's notice that she said she glorified God as her Savior. See, Christmas is just as much about saving us as Easter. And I really believe that. On May 8th, 1945, Germany surrendered to the Allies, and the war ended in Europe. However, the decisive turning point that doomed Germany was June 6th, 1944, the day we invaded Normandy. That was the turning point. So they were doomed from that time forward, even though it took a year later for the Allies to finally for Germany to finally surrender. So I understand that. See, the cross of Christ defeated Satan and sin. But the day that doomed Satan was Christmas Day, when God invaded the earth. Do you understand that? Even though we understand and we take Christmas as right now, but it all took place, hallelujah, on the day he was born. God is glorified when my soul and my spirit both participate. You got to understand the soul, which is the flesh, right? The flesh is the seat of your desires, your affections, and your appetites. That's your soul. That's your flesh. Okay? Matthew 6, 26 to 41, it says, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Oh my goodness, that's so true. Yeah. You know, I do agree that our spirit that lives within us, the Christ that lives within us, is strong in that aspect. And the spirit is strong there. But our fleshly desires, our soulish desires, makes us weak. So, what we have to get in tune on this thing, it says our soul and our spirit have to come together to glorify God. Amen. Your spirit alone cannot glorify God. You could be saying it out of the mouth and not meaning it from the heart. See? That's where it all comes from. Hallelujah. The real Christmas spirit means take control of your soul. Take control of your soul, put them together, and it says, when you got the real Christmas spirit, you become totally engaged, spirit and soul, in glorifying the Lord. I believe Mary was a great example of that, because when she glorified the Lord, she let him know, my soul, my spirit glorifies you as my Lord and my Savior. Hallelujah. That is what it's all about. So I believe to get in that real Christmas spirit, our soul and our spirit got to unite together to glorify God. We're giving glory to too many other things out there for Christmas time. Black Friday, Brown Thursday, Red Wednesday, Cyber Monday. Don't get me wrong. I have nothing against that. I was a retail owner for 14 years. Did I enjoy Christmas season? Oh, did I ever. That was where 50 or 60% of our money came in to help us pay the bills for the rest of the year. So I don't down our people. The only thing that I say is keep it in perspective. Control the soul. Control the appetites. Control. When you walk in the store and you see all those good things and all those interesting prices, don't say, I got to have them all. Because you will pay for it the rest of the year or the rest of the 2 years or 3 years or whatever. Be in control. A real Christmas spirit conveys to us the mind of God. Verse 48. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maid servant. So a real Christmas spirit conveys what God was thinking, not what we might be thinking. See, it differs from what we think to what God thinks. See? So God was thinking about the humble state of his servants. We need to always be humble in what we have and how we act. Let me give you some scriptures. Psalms 29, verse 33 says, a man's pride will bring him low, but he who is of a humble spirit will obtain honor. How many of you this morning want to be honorable to God? To do that, we must maintain a humble spirit. Let me give you another one. Matthew 23, verse 12 says, whoever exalts himself with haughtiness and empty pride shall be humbled, brought low. And whoever humbles himself, whoever has a modest opinion of himself and behaves accordingly, shall be raised to honor. Do you understand? That's what it says. That we are not to exalt ourselves above God or above anybody else. God is not saying that we can't have pleasures, we can't have things, but it's our attitude about what we have. How many of you ever heard this scenario, we got to be better or greater than the Jones? You know, your next door neighbor's house. Keeping up with the Jones. No, you don't have to keep up with anybody but God. If the Jones have more, that's okay. You're blessed. Say it. I'm blessed in the sight of God. I have what God has given me, and that's all I need. Hallelujah. And James 4 tells us to humble ourselves before God. James 4:10 says, humble yourselves, feeling very insignificant in the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you. He will lift you up and make your lives significant. That's a good one. That's one you can underline. That's one that you can take to everyone around you and say, hey, here, read this for me. You know? Humble yourself. I believe that what God was thinking could be summed up in John 3:16 and 17. You all know that scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I added 17 to that because I like that too. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Do you understand that? I believe that whole thing on humility is summed up right there. It's summed up right there. Keep a humble spirit, and God will bless you. Keep whatever you have. I'm not telling you not to obtain riches. But have you ever noticed how many rich people out there commit suicide? Or how many rich people out there think they got to have more riches and more riches and more riches, and they're doing whatever they can to get more riches? See? Because the proud goes before the fall. Pride goes before the fall. I'm not saying. I've seen a lot of great Christians out there that are great, and they don't take their finances as a big deal. They give and give and give unto the Lord, and God richly blesses them. God doesn't care so much about your finances. What he did say in the Word, I will take care of you. I will take care of your needs. I will supply every need to you. This is the Word. Remember me talking a few weeks ago about promises? That we can lean on the promises of God? Covenants of God? This is a covenant made for God to you. He covenants that he will take care of you. He puts an agreement, and it's a blood covenant. He's agreed upon this covenant through the blood of his Son that he said, I will take care of you. Okay? No matter what you might be going through, I will take care of you. This is God himself saying that I will take care of you. Okay? If you're down and sick and out, I will take care of you. If you're out of a job, I will take care of you. If you don't seem like you have any finances,
I will take care of you.
Thank you. He will, no matter what. No matter what you're going through. Whew. Now I could quit the message right there and we'd be due. But it goes farther. It gets better. See, having that real Christmas spirit gets even better. Gets even better. A real Christmas spirit blesses all generations. For behold, henceforth, all generations call me blessed. Woo! A real Christmas spirit is for everyone who will accept Christ as a Christmas spirit. If you are not blessed or being a blessing to others, it is because you have forgotten the true Christmas spirit. This point is probably best illustrated if I have to give you a movie, how many of you have seen The Christmas Carol? I mean, come on. Everybody has seen The Christmas Carol. And various renderings from cartoon right down to Scrooge and to other things. But you understand where Scrooge started off. Scrooge started off to be a proud man and thought he had his riches and he was going to maintain his riches no matter what. It took the Christmas spirit to get into him to change his attitude. So I believe that if we have to take anything on the look of that movie, the point of that movie gave, and we did it at Trinity Church, we did the Christmas Carol with a whole different rendering at the end. The whole different rendering at the end, Scrooge got saved. And I can remember this, and I still remember this. And our church there was very big, beautiful. We had the full English Tudor setting on our stage. Wood. Everything built. We had stable. We had animals in the stable in the church. And I'm sitting there with Scrooge, and we're getting ready for his last scene. And he started crying, which in turn wasn't too good for me because I started crying. The scenario on the Scrooge was he lost his leg a few years back. And yeah, the actor. And in the midst of this, he kind of left God. He blamed God for the loss of his leg. We went to his house to invite him to be he was a great actor. Oh, great actor. And we went to his house and we invited him to do the acting of this Scrooge. And that scene, I had a hard time keeping my composure to say my scene that I had to say, because he recommitted his heart to the Lord right there. And that was the true meaning of Christmas. It came back into his heart, and it was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful play. But see, it was more than a play, because it really brought the touch of the true Christmas spirit. So, well, anyway, I wasn't really supposed to say that, but I did. A real Christmas spirit recalls how great and holy God is. Verse 49, for he who is mighty has done great things for me. Christmas is a sacred event. It is all about the greatness and the holiness of God. It's all about him. It's not about you. It's not about how many gifts you have under your tree. It's not about any of that. It's all about Jesus. He was the perfect gift, and he came here to be your perfect gift to you. If you will look at that, you'll get a better picture of what Christmas was all about. Now, I'm not telling parents to not go out and get your kids presents, because I'll have the kids on my back though from now until after Christmas. But I am telling you, take a second look and step back and look at what Christmas really is. It's all about giving, because Jesus gave. Amen? A real Christmas spirit extends to us the mercy of God. Verse 50. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. Mercy is not getting what you deserve. Mercy is getting what you do not deserve. And I'm here to tell each and every one of you today, you don't deserve Christmas. I knew it was going to get quiet when I said that statement. But we don't. We don't deserve it. But through the mercies of our God in heaven that sent his only begotten Son here to earth, that was mercy we did not deserve. Then that was God. Wow. A real Christmas spirit shows God's strength and is not proud, verse 51. For he's shown strength with his arm, and he has scattered the proud in the imaginations of their heart. God is where we get our strength. God is where we get our strength. It's not by man. It's not by anything you do. It's not by how great a job you have. It's by God. Figure that out, and your Christmas spirit will change. A real Christmas spirit lifts us up spiritually. Oh, I like that one. Okay? He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. So it exalts us spiritually when we get into the right Christmas spirit. Christmas is a spiritually uplifting time if we remain humble and open to God. Open to God. It is something spiritual. It is something uplifting. When we get and get away from our proud heart and what we think and look at God and what He thinks. Hallelujah. A real Christmas spirit fills us with good things. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent away empty. The Bible is full of blessing to the hungry. It says, to those who hunger and thirst after righteousness will be. I'm only hearing one person. Thank you. Three people. So if you search after righteousness, you hunger after. How many of you, when you are dying of starvation, go and tell anybody and everybody, I'm hungry, let's eat? Right? Krista does it all the time. I'm hungry. When are we going to eat? Or Alicia, she's not here, I can get on to her. Alicia says, what's for dinner? And they've only ate an hour earlier. What's for dinner? You already ate. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. You know, fast food doesn't mean that they've eaten anything. You know, that's a snack. Come on. So when you are hungry, you're going to find out a way to satisfy that hunger, right? Yeah. Well, let's take that hunger to a spiritual aspect. If you get hungry for God, amen. Like you are hungry for natural food, if you get that hungry for God, you'll be a world changer. Because all of a sudden, that hunger and that thirst does something inside you. It wallows up inside you, and you want spiritual blessing. You want something from God. And God says, if you hunger and you thirst after righteousness, you will be filled. Take that with you. That's a little tidbit. Take that with you. Next time you get physically hungry, think, I wonder if that's what it feels like to be spiritually hungry. Hungry. See, God does not want to leave us empty at Christmas time. He wants to fill us with good things. The Bible also says, the rich God will send away. If you think more about your riches than God, He cannot bless you. I'm not telling you not to be rich. I'm not telling you the Bible says you have to be poor to get blessed from God. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying it's where your riches are. Where your heart is, that's where it's all about. Okay? So just get the heart condition right. And who knows? There might be a tree in your backyard that grows money. Pray hard. And when you find that tree in the back with money, call your pastor and tell me. I'll be the first one to visit you. God says that He will bless you. God says He'll pour His Spirit out on you if you will just begin to be spiritually attuned to the Lord. That's the whole thing, is to get your spirit attuned to God. There's so much going on in this world, and it's so hard, I understand, to get that way. But if you want to have that real Christmas spirit this year, you have to follow these things. And the last things, it says, a real Christmas spirit helps others as God helps us. He has helped his servant Israel, in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. We must learn to help others, not only at Christmas time, but always. And you know, I hear this a lot when I'm out working in my program, you know, and I hear some of our workers say, you know, I think it's Christmas time. We need to give an extra hand of help. And I agree. I said, thanks. I think we do. But then I bring the next scenario up. What about the rest of the year? They might need help now, but I guarantee you, what little help you give them now is only going to be right now. What happens in January? What's happened in February when they need the help again? Where are you? Well, I got to wait until next Christmas. That's a Christmas spirit. You know, no. To have a Christmas spirit is to have it all year round. I think if you can get into the real Christmas spirit, it is something that will carry you all year round. Oh, my goodness. It's not just for Christmas time. It's to help others. When you see someone in need, help them. When you see that they need help, help them. Okay? You know, and I know it. I have a hard time, very, very difficult time when I see people on the side of the road giving money. I have a hard time giving money. But I do. I have taken people. I have bought gas for people. Okay? I've done that. I won't give them cash, but I say, I've had people stay at my house. My kids all know about that one. And they tell me all the time. But generally, it's the point of, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. To be a help. To be a help. Let me sum this all up for you this morning. To have a real Christmas spirit that lasts all year round, we must learn to glorify God. Understand the mind of God. Receive God's blessings always. Recall how great and holy God is. Receive the mercy of God to your life. Understand God's strength and not to be proud. Lift up our spiritual life daily. Accept the goodness of God daily. And learn to help others daily. If you can get a hold of the Christmas spirit this morning, it will last all year round. And you won't be like so many people that just take Christmas to Christmas, and after Christmas is over with, they get back to the blahs. You don't need to have the blahs. You don't need to have the blahs January 1st. You don't need to have the blahs February. You can have that Christmas spirit dwelling in you daily, yearly. If you can do that, God will bless you. Share. Close your eyes and lift your hearts toward heaven this morning. God is a God that blesses. God is a God that loves you. God is a God that wants to do so much in your lives if you will allow him to. The whole point that the whole point of this message is when you get that Christmas spirit, your life will change. Your life will change when you truly understand the God-given Christmas spirit that God desires every human being to have. Did he have to send his son? No. He could have gave up on humanity years ago, but he did not give up on humanity. He took humanity and says, I'm going to give my son. See? Salvation began at the birth of Christ. Satan was defeated at the birth of Christ. He was defeated when God came to earth. He was defeated. If you can get that into your heart, no matter what you go through in life, God will see you through it. God will see you through it. Every eye closed, every head bowed. This morning, if this message has meant something to you, and you would say, Pastor, I do know the Lord is my Savior, but I really need to get the Christmas spirit. Not the Christmas spirit the world offers, not the Christmas spirit society offers, but the Christmas spirit that God offers. I need that today in my heart. If that's you this morning, and you will raise your hand, the Lord will pray for you, and I will pray. I'm going to be one to raise my hand too, because I want the right spirit. I don't want the wrong spirit. God, give me the right spirit. Give me the spirit that you want me to have, I pray. Lord, as you see these hands raised all throughout the congregation, Lord, I pray right now that you lift them up. As they turn on the Christmas spirit that you desire them to have, God, lift them up. Bless them. Bless them, Almighty God, I pray. Bless them, Lord, with your blessed Holy Spirit. Bless them, O God, with the Spirit of Christ that lives in them. Renew the Christmas spirit that Jesus gave to us. Renew it, I pray, in your mighty name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Sing that, Sharon.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
We just come to you today, dear God, that, Lord, forgive us for not being thankful, and Lord, forgive us for our pride, things that would deter us from you, dear God. Give us a heart to serve you, Lord, a heart like David had, dear God. Give us a heart that is soft and tender towards you, God. And I pray, dear God, as Christmas comes, Lord, let us never leave you in the back seat, dear God, or at the end of the line, dear God, but help us to put you first in our heart, in our life, and in our families. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone say, amen.